This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia unleashed a missile barrage across Ukraine on Wednesday, forcing shutdowns of nuclear power plants and killing civilians in Kyiv as Moscow pursued a campaign to plunge Ukrainian cities into darkness and cold with winter setting in. A resident said she was very scared and came running home from work when the building she lives in was hit by a missile and set on fire with her husband inside. Unable to stop her sobs, she said her husband escaped without major injuries. All of the capital region, where over 3 million people live, was deprived of power and running water, Kyiv's governor said, as were many other regions where emergency blackouts were necessary to help conserve energy and carry out repairs. Mourners gathered at a cemetery in Jerusalem on Wednesday for the funeral of a 15-year-old killed in an explosion in Jerusalem. Two explosions near bus stops in Jerusalem at the height of rush hour killed the teenager and injured at least 18 in what Israeli police said were attacks by Palestinians. The violence came as Israeli-Palestinian tensions are high amid Israeli raids in the occupied West Bank. UNICEF officials say a cholera outbreak sweeping through Haiti is claiming a growing number of children amid a surge in malnutrition. The United Nations agency said Wednesday that the deadly combination means about 40% of cholera cases in the impoverished country of more than 11 million now involve children, with 9 out of 10 cases reported in areas where people are starving. Haiti's health ministry says cholera has killed more than 188 people and sickened more than 10,000 others since it was first announced in October. This is VOA News. Nigeria launched oil and gas drilling for the first time in the country's north on Tuesday as it seeks to diversify away from the oil-rich Niger Delta. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston has more.
President Muhammadu Buhari said the field has reserves of 1 billion barrels and 500 billion cubic feet of gas.
We are able to attract investment of over $3 billion United States dollars to this project.
The Kolmani facility, which will include an oil refinery, gas processing unit, 300-megawatt power plant, and a fertilizer plant, is a departure from Nigeria's traditional oil heartlands in the Niger Delta. That region has been blighted for decades by oil spills into farmland, creeks, and lagoons.
The charity Save the Children said on Wednesday more than 5,700 schools have been closed in Burkina Faso due to the security situation, with 1 million children denied access to education. The NGO's new figure is double that announced by the government earlier this year. Since 2017, Islamist armed groups have targeted teachers and schools in Burkina Faso, proclaiming their opposition to Western education and government institutions. According to the Education Ministry, more than 28,000 teachers have been affected by the school closures. A Walmart manager opened fire on co-workers in the break room of a store in the eastern U.S. state of Virginia, killing 6 people last night and leaving several other wounded, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Walmart employee Brianna Tyler says she was standing in the break room with 15 to 20 other co-workers starting the night restocking shift when her manager just walked in and started shooting.
Fire on everybody in the break room, and it is by the grace of God that a bullet missed me. Not gonna lie, I literally looked at him. I saw the smoke leaving the gun, and I literally watched bodies drop.
Chesapeake police say he used a pistol, then apparently killed himself. They're investigating motive. Walmart identified the gunman as Andre Bing and says he's been with the store since 2010. I'm Julie Walker.
The suspect in the mass shooting that left 5 people dead and 18 injured in an LGBTQ club in the U.S. state of Colorado appeared in court Wednesday. The 22-year-old remained seated wearing orange jail clothes during the brief video appearance, in which no charges were levied and no pleas entered. The person was flanked by two public defenders who said in court documents filed Tuesday the suspect identifies as non-binary and uses they-them pronouns. I'm Joe Ramsey.